The day of reckoning is upon us. Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, part of the Pitchless Podcast Network. And after weeks, months, and maybe even years of anticipation, Tarek Skubal is officially going to be wearing Dodger blue. He has been traded for Zaheer Hope, River Ryan, and Brady Smith in a alluring, but maybe to some fairly underwhelming prospect return. It is the Dodgers' 5th, 7th, and 17th prospects, although they have a very highly rated system, and thus it is the 25th, 68th prospects overall. Still, for an arm like Skubal, maybe you'd think this would fetch a higher price, or maybe some other teams would want the Dodgers to not have more ammunition. But after acquiring an absolute death star of a lineup and rotation, currently having the lowest runs allowed in baseball and right up there with the top run differential, they are adding the back-to-back reigning American League Cy Young winner, Tarek Skubal, who has been dealing with injury troubles. There are still some concerns apparently regarding him, but nevertheless, he will be pitching for the Dodgers. Now, I won't get into the weeds here. Every single baseball account and writer and fan will be talking about this for days or weeks, and this will likely be brought up a ton in the offseason as well. So I won't bore you to death there. You can find all the analysis, but the bottom line here is Skubal will be joining a heck of a team, and the Dodgers are getting even scarier. For the Tigers, it's a fairly decent return that gets them some nice arms. They have proven to be pretty good at developing them, and get Zaheer Hope as well to have maybe a potentially future exciting outfield in Max Clark, who we'll talk about in a bit, Riley Green, and Hope in the corner. But nevertheless, that was not the only trade that happened yesterday. Luis Castillo goes to the Chicago White Sox for Sir Anthony Dominguez, Boston Smith, Nolan Jones, and some cash. Kind of a very strange trade. A lot of just guys, for lack of a better term. Castillo, a little bit of veteran rotation presence for the White Sox. Lane Thomas and Bailey Falter have been traded to the Atlanta Braves for Carter Holton and Lucas Braun. A little bit of veteran help to the Braves at the deadline. Let's see if we heard this one before. Just for some fringier prospects in the Braves system. Camilo Doval to the Pirates for Omar Alfonso and Luis Cruz. Similar thing where Doval given for some warm bodies, basically, and a couple lottery ticket type prospects for the Yankees. And finally, Bo Naylor and Cody Hoyer in the weirdest trade of the day somehow to the Brewers for Blake Perkins and Craig Gyoho. I don't know what to tell you about this one. It's just odd. Bo Naylor is having a worse season than you thought he was. I don't care what you think of season he has. It's not great. But that's the trade news. Obviously, the next 2 days, we will see many, many more trades. And yet, likely fewer, more impactful than the one involving the reigning Cy Young winner twice over. We move on to cover some more normal topics here. Injuries. Ryan O'Hearn placed on the IL with a left quad strain, effectively out for the fantasy season as he is out 6 to 8 weeks. Jesus Rodriguez for the San Francisco Giants is placed on the 10-day IL with right elbow neuritis. And Will Klein placed on the 15-day IL with right elbow discomfort. And the only real other notes I have here is that Joe Musgrove and Nick Pivetta have been basically recovering together. Their timelines are very similar. They both had they both had some bullpen sessions and are looking to get onto a rehab assignment. And Carlos Correa may not be out for the season. Maybe out for the season for some of your fantasy teams, but there may be some signs that he's not quite done yet. So encouraging signs for the Astros shortstop. We now wrap up the news and notes and move on to our notable performances, where I talk about who had the best days at the plate. And my hitter of the day is the man who may be mentioned in the trade section in the next 2 days. Hunter Goodman has been excellent all year, has been excellent all of the last 2 years for the Colorado Rockies. He goes 4-for-5 with a pair of home runs. Goodman, especially in fantasy, has just been stellar. Goodman has been tossed around mainly in the common terms of just, you know, good player on bad team. Can they go to a contender? But Goodman seems to have maybe a little bit more legs to stand on here. We'll see what happens over the next couple of days. But regardless, an excellent performance there. Moving on, Kevin McGonigal went 3-for-4, a walk and a home run to give the Tigers fans some bit of future hopes. Max Clark helping that goes 2-for-5 with his first career home run, so congratulations to him. Henry Bolton went 3-for-4 with a home run, double, and a walk for the A's. And Tommy White, recent prospect call-up, goes 3-for-4. Teoscar Hernandez goes 3-for-4 and a home run for the Dodgers. And Sedan Rafaela, 2-for-4 with a pair of home runs as the Red Sox top the Death Star in blue. Nico Horner goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Ronald Acuna Jr., 1-for-4 with a home run and a walk. Geraldo Perdomo, great day at the plate, long day at the plate, 4-for-6 with the home run. James McCann, quietly been pretty dang solid for the Arizona Diamondbacks, goes 3-for-4 with a double. And Griffin Conine, 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk at the bottom of the Marlins order. Finally, Randy Arozarena, great day, an important day, 2-for-4 with a home run as a walk. And every single one of these performances is going to matter on who buys and who sells and how much for the respective teams. So obviously stay tuned for the trade deadline information and check out the Daily Batter's Box article for more conventional analysis on all of these hitters. And then some. I'm going to take a short break and come back with the starting pitching report, my reliever report, and the preview of today's games. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We move on now to talk about the starting pitchers. Interesting day for starting pitchers. Some aces recently just haven't been having their best stuff, but not true of this guy, who I think you can say is an ace. It depends on who you ask. Drew Rasmussen goes 6 innings, no earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts, 96 pitches. When Rasmussen is on, he is gnarly. 18 whiffs, 36 CSW percent against the Chicago White Sox. Now, he was probably really lucky here. He had a couple lineouts that didn't find the grass. Looking at some expected slugging statistics, seems like he got away with some things. But nevertheless, it's hard to get away with 18 whiffs. So I don't really care that much if a couple balls just didn't find the grass and instead found some leather. Great outing from Drew Rasmussen, and that's what happened. And they let him go over 5 innings, usually something good. Peyton Tolley goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 9 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, 88 pitches against the Los Angeles Dodgers, 17 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. Great day for one of the emerging young talents on the mound. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he's been doing this. 8 innings, 3 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks, 96 pitches, 5 whiffs, 24 CSW percent. This is like a 1978 start. You know, which is funny for Yamamoto too, because he's like one of his best pitches is a curveball. Yeah, this is a 1970s start, absolutely, with that stat line. Why not? Parker Messick goes 4 1/3, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks, 91 pitches, 10 whiffs, 33 CSW percent. Good if short. Braxton Ashcraft goes 5 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks on just 69 pitches, 8 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. Hey, why only 69 pitches? The rain delay ended the start a bit prematurely, but he was really doing well before that. Max Fried goes 5 1/3, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks, 76 pitches, 12 whiffs, 35 CSW percent. Martin Perez, 7 innings, no earned runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, 6 Ks, 78 pitches, had a no hitter through 6 2/3, 11 whiffs, 32 CSW percent. Hey, does the stuff plus mash? No. Baseball's weird, y'all. You know this by now. Jacob DeGrom goes 3 1/3. Here's what I'm talking about. 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 5 walks. 5 walks. 3 strikeouts, 91 pitches, 11 whiffs, 23 CSW percent. He just couldn't find the zone with his slider exactly. They weren't chasing a ton. They weren't biting. And actually, a lot of the locations generally look pretty solid. The normal separation was there. Just couldn't get him to bite. The hits, which just wasn't his day. And between DeGrom and Skeens, weird year for guys who are known for a great mix of stuff and control. Baseball. Quinn Matthews is the last pitcher I'll talk about here, as he made his MLB debut for the St. Louis Cardinals. So Nate Schwartz, listen up. 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks, 97 pitches, 12 whiffs, 29 CSW percent. That is not half bad for your MLB debut, and a little erratic, but you know what? Take what you can get. That's going to be the plus pitch, that's going to be the Starting Pitcher Report. Give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP Ranas for more information on all these pitchers and then some. We move on now to the Reliever Report, where I tell you who saved it and who blew it. Who saved it? Brian Baker saved it for the Tampa Bay Rays. Lake Bacar saved it for the Miami Marlins. Gregory Soto for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Josh Hader picks up his 15th save of the year for the Houston Astros. Caleb Theobald picks up his third for the Chicago Cubs. Aroldis Chapman, racking up a ton of saves over the last month, picks up his 27th for the Red Sox. Trevor Miguel picks up his 18th for the Milwaukee Brewers. And Kenley Jansen, his 13th for the Detroit Tigers, as he's closing in on 500 saves. Who blew it? Fernando Cruz blew it for the New York Yankees. Just got two outs, one hit allowed, one walk allowed, and both of those base runners went around the bases because it was on a home run that the hit happened. Two earned runs on just two outs. Not great from Fernando Cruz. The Yankees would end up losing this one by a score of 5-2. That's going to be the Reliever Report. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information as those. As we now look forward to today's slate of games, the White Sox and the Rays is a game I want to highlight. Is Anthony Kay versus Griffin Jacks. Twins of the Mariners is Taj Bradley versus George Kirby. Kirby, also a name that has been tossed around as someone to be traded. So we'll see if there's a scratch there. And lastly, it is the Brewers at the Angels, Jacob Mizorowski versus Robert Urania. But my game of the day is going to be the Phillies at the Orioles in a interleague matchup. It is Zach Wheeler versus Kyle Bradish. So a really nice matchup between two veterans. That's going to be my game of the day. And that's going to be the First Pitch Podcast for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus and PL Pro and gain access to the Discord, POV apps to support the Pitcherlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows Podcast with my great co-host Eric Hendrickson, as well as the website formerly known as Twitter at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows, bless the trade deadline. Take care, you guys.